on Southeast AgNet. The administrator of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service last week got a first-hand look at three diseases threatening Florida's citrus growers. Florida Citrus Mutual Communications Director Andrew Meadows reports.
Last week during the Citrus Expo, we had the opportunity to give Cindy Smith, who is the top administrator at APHIS, a tour down in the Immokalee area. We showed her groves with greening, groves with canker, and groves with black spot. We worked really closely with FDAC. I think we gave her a real education of the challenges we're facing here in Florida.
FDACS, of course, is the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Congressman Adam Putnam notes that Smith also visited Miami and discusses the importance of her visit.
We are thrilled to have the administrator of APHIS, which is the branch of USDA that oversees all of our plant pest and disease issues, which have just overrun our industry and decimated our industry over the last number of years. And they need to be our partners in continuing to work on greening, and I think that they will continue to be. I think she was very impressed with what she saw and the commitment that the industry's put into this. She was in Miami for a grand opening of a beautiful new facility that will be an additional asset in rapidly evaluating and detecting potential new pests and diseases that have come into Florida. And of course, Southeast Florida tends to be ground zero for where these things begin. And she also was out and about doing some grove tours, looking at the impact that canker has had on the industry, the impact that greening continues to have, and even she got to see some of the effects of black spot. She really got to sort of see the three horsemen of the apocalypse. Mutual had organized the tour. Commissioner Bronson was part of that, and I think it was a good outreach tool for the industry.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.